Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Is the relationship you have with your teenager getting more and more turbulent? Do you argue all the time? Well, this podcast is for you, because listen as I explain how you may be casting labels on your teen that you didn't even realize. Yes, you, we all do it. I do it too, and I am the founder of The Impactful Parent. I have been a teacher for over 20 years, and I have 4 kids of my own. And labels and judgments, I'm telling you right now, are your teen's worst nightmare. They're insecure enough as it is, and they're just trying to figure out their place in the world. And then the more we judge and label, the more our teen will pull away and distance themselves from our relationship with them. We don't want that. All right, we're going to start you off with a little example. As parents, we are consistently and constantly labeling our children's actions as either good or bad from the time they were born. For example, I used to say, "Good job," as I talk to my toddler as she attempts to maybe put the dinner plate away. I also used to say, "No, honey, we do not scream in the house. That's bad," as my child runs around the living room like a monkey. But in these younger years, we label all the things that our kids do as either good or bad. And the labeling serves the purpose of teaching our children right from wrong, but it also expresses our behavioral expectations of them. However, as our children get older, we must move away from this kind of labeling. It's super important. Do you label your children's actions, interests, or even choices as good or bad? You might be thinking, "Of course I don't, Christina." But I'm going to challenge you on that thought, because I think you do. We all do it. We vomit our judgment and opinions all over our kids all the time. Has your teenager ever walked out of their room with a less than desirable outfit? Or your son blast music from their headphones that you simply don't like? Who are we to judge and make labels on other people? Perhaps your label of your child's decisions as either right or wrong, or the right choice and the bad choice, because you feel like you know better. For me, I pass judgment on my children because I'm trying to save them from making mistakes. So I say things like, "I can't believe you chose not to wear a jacket today. It's freezing outside. That was a bad choice." See? I just did it. I passed judgment that the decision that they made was bad, when I was just really frustrated with them that they were needlessly going through pain or struggle in case they were cold. However, my caring is being perceived by my child as judgmental. I accuse them of being wrong and having to change. Adolescents are already the most insecure creatures on the planet. When someone who is supposed to love them unconditionally criticizes them, it's a big blow to their mental health. If parents make these judgments and labels often, then the teenagers begin to pull away and rift that relationship between the parent and the child. So what's the antidote? Well, it starts with us, the parents. As with most things, you must first be aware before you can change it. So let's talk about how I'm going to challenge you to start becoming aware. I will be giving you a free PDF today that's going to allow you to kind of dig deeper into how you might be making your own judgments and labels in parenting. So look for that in the show notes. Let's get started. Number one, catch yourself labeling events, actions, and choices as good or bad. Yeah. Start listening to your language and catch yourself doing it. When you mark your child's choices, you are also inadvertently telling them that they are wrong and you are the authority. Newsflash, teenagers hate this. Teens will rebel against authority if the message doesn't fit their logic. The more you tighten your grip and try to assert your authority, the more your child will rebel. What worked for you when your child was a toddler will not always work for you now that they're older. Trying to claim their own opinions and identity right now, that's what your kids are doing. So we need to be careful not to cast the good and bad label. So try to catch yourself in the act of doing that. Suggestion number two. Teenagers need boundaries, but they also need choices. Set your non-negotiable boundaries and then discuss with your teenager what you can be flexible with. You need to give them choices within your boundaries so that they can feel in control too. For example, you may make it a non-negotiable boundary that your child cannot wear clothes that are too revealing. And I would highly suggest that if that's one of the rules that you want to implement in your house, you have to sit down and talk to your child about that boundary's very specific criteria. What does it really mean to have something that's too revealing? Is it tight? Is it short? Is it whatever it might look like? Sit and make those boundaries. But then do give them other choices. Don't just set the boundary and walk away. Or let them have some idea about what they do have control of. Bring some of that control back into their playing field so that they don't feel like they're being strong-armed and bombarded with your rules. As an example, you can say something like, "All right, the hard boundary is that you cannot wear clothing that is so thin I can see through it and see your skin on the inside of your clothing. However, if you do want to purchase a shirt or any other piece of clothing that's very thin, then I'm just going to ask you to wear layers." Tip number three, allow them to make mistakes. Let your child write out the consequences of the choice they make. It's the best way to have them learn. And you shouldn't protect them from their choices unless it's going to cause them bodily harm. Tip number four, listen more and talk less. Don't express every thought that comes to your mind. This is where a lot of the labeling and judgments actually reside. So practice watching your thoughts instead of speaking them out loud. And tip number five, be mindful of your thoughts. Are you trying to manipulate your child into making the right choice? Or are you protecting them from making a wrong choice? Why? What are the consequences of that wrong choice? Can you make their wrong choice a learning experience if you let them be themselves? Being mindful of your thoughts can really be helpful. So again, to help you self-reflect, I have created a free resource document for you to download. Discover your habits and parenting practices that you didn't even know that you had. And with this awareness, we can limit our judgmental actions and move toward a better relationship with our child. Because you are an impactful parent, and I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.